This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Time now.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the, well, being part of the solution, really, is what you want to be part of. Anyway, I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. And you know what? Get involved. Get engaged. I mean that sincerely. Just make sure that you're paying attention. You know, I was going to give you a coronavirus update, because, you know, I know you haven't heard much about it lately. But what I think is really funny is a lot of the websites, there was one website in particular you get it from, and it's affiliated with the CDC. And they give you all the information at once. But if you go to some of these other places, you get, here's how they lay it out. Total virus is confirmed. 466,000. In the last 24 hours, it's up 48,000. Like, this is, like, surprise, right? Total deaths. I don't know what you want. Anyway, total deaths is about 21,000. Now, that's worldwide. Right? And put the numbers together. But what they do, they don't give you the number recovered. Because apparently that's not politically correct. Or it gives you the idea that you might survive. So I was just telling somebody today, it was really interesting. I think it was last week. So last week the numbers were a little different. It was 100 and some odd thousand total confirmed cases of the coronavirus. And it was like 10,000 or 13,000 total recovered. Now, that means they had symptoms. They were sick, and they came back, right? And the guy healed. And it was like 1,200 deaths. So now people go crazy. Look, oh, my God, look how many total confirmed. And I'm not trying to make light of this, because that's not the role here. I want you to understand, we're still not reaching the numbers when we were talking about the Hong Kong flu. We're not even going down that road. We're not even moving in that direction, if you would. By the way, I've noticed here that Siberia only has two cases. Maybe we should all move there. I mean, apparently they got something in the air. So right this second, today, when you look at the actual numbers that the CDC has been part of, or is putting out there, I should say, we have 468,000 cases, all right? That's confirmed cases because, you know, now we're actually testing everybody. We have 21,000 deaths. Again, think of those numbers, worldwide. And we have 113,000 people recovered. We're still at the 20% mark or 25% mark of all the cases confirmed where people recover from their symptoms. The rest, 300 some odd thousand, didn't have any symptoms, don't have any symptoms. They're not showing any signs of symptoms. I mean, come on, work this through. And 21,000 have died. Now, what's really funny about all this, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, you know that. It's interesting how Italy's got 7,500 death, and somehow China only has 3,100. When I was at CPAC, they were coming up on that number. So are we supposed to believe what they're saying? These are the same people that everybody's up in arms at, that we put tariffs on them, that we're trying to keep them from sending drugs to us, making drugs and sending them to us. Because they're so, you know, because we could trust them, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time. And, you know, the stars of the country have stepped up. That's right. On Sunday night on iHeartRadio or iHeartMedia. People the likes of Elton John and others are going to show up to do a concert for you that you can sit in your living room in the same pants you've been wearing all week. Because I know how that makes me feel better, because there's no such thing as YouTube or Pandora or any of that stuff, is there? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be nasty or mean, but really? They're going to tell us how bad they feel for us while they're basking in their millions of dollars? They've probably already taken the test, bought a portion of the hospital just for themselves. They're going to tell us how bad they feel for us, really? I mean, they're complaining about things that are going on and how bad President Trump is. Why don't you give us a few million bucks, huh? These guys alone, between all these billionaires that are out there in the entertainment world, they have $1 million to each family. It wouldn't even be $350 million. It'd be less than that. There's 350 million people. Think about it. If you gave every household in this country $1 million and said, you know what? You don't have to pay taxes for 2 years. You don't have to just stay away. Don't ask for any help. They can pay off their house. They can take care of their own medical. They can get their teeth straightened. There's so much they can do. Right? And that'd only be a couple hundred million. That would be, you know, $2 trillion and climbing. Seriously. Hey, SCOTUS came down this week with a ruling that said, you know what, discrimination doesn't really exist like it used to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Horace Cooper's going to join me to discuss that one. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I so much appreciate this guy when he's on with me. I mean, he's very, very knowledgeable, and I love the pace at which we get things done. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chairman of the Project 21. And, Horace, always a pleasure to have you with me.
It's a great time to come on the program. Thank you.
Now, listen, I'm thinking that maybe you can run out and buy two lottery tickets, one for me, one for you, because SCOTUS actually came down with a 9-0, a 9-0 ruling. Now, at first I thought maybe I was just having a dream, but when you go into this, it makes sense. It's about time they thought these things through. So why don't you tell people about the ruling, what it was, and what it really means for a discrimination type of lawsuit?
Yeah, absolutely. Monday of this week, the Supreme Court had a unanimous decision, 9-0, that includes Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying in a case involving discrimination with a contract that in order to proceed with a contract in which, a case in which you say the person didn't enter this contract with me because of my race or my gender or some other protected category factor, the Supreme Court said you can't merely allege that you're not happy that the contract didn't succeed. If I'd like to buy some airtime on the Messina show, I can't just simply say, oh, wait a second, Joe didn't agree to let me buy it. I'm now going to sue him for failure to enter a contract with me because of my race. The Supreme Court said, I need to actually explain in the claim that Joe singled me out, he let me understand it was because of my race, and that Joe doesn't like black people or whatever it is. I just can't simply say, I'm a black person, I didn't get a contract. Now, why does that matter? Because in a lot of cases, including the ruling that the court below in the Ninth Circuit had made, all you had to do is allege that you're not happy that the contract didn't go through and that you're a minority. And then all of a sudden, it's the defendant's job to prove that they didn't refuse you because of your race. And by the way, here's the problem with that approach. When you didn't do something, it's nearly impossible to prove why you didn't do something that you had no intention of doing. You didn't discriminate, so how do you prove that you didn't discriminate? It was an impossible standard, and the Supreme Court agreed in a 9-0 decision that that's the case. Now, I want to make sure your audience understands. In a whole host of other categories, the old standard still applies. If Joe doesn't hire me, I actually get to accuse him of not hiring me because of my race, and it's his job to prove why he didn't do it. Wow. What the Supreme Court here said was, we're not going to expand what I believe is an erroneous and even unconstitutional approach that says you're guilty until proven innocent. The Supreme Court said, we are not going to apply that standard to business contracts. If someone doesn't want to do business with you, they cannot force you to hire an attorney and spend money so that you can prove that the reason that the contract didn't happen is because of your race. You could not have enough time on your show. You could not charge a rate that I could afford. You could be concerned that the particular product that I want to advertise on your show has no appeal to your audiences. There could be any number of reasons. And by the way, freedom of contract is one of the most important associational rights that we should have in this country. The Supreme Court really landed four square on a common sense principle. If you're going to say that someone discriminated against you, you need to say what the discrimination was, how the discrimination was, who did it, and give some rationale for it. You just can't simply say, I'm a black guy, I didn't get the contract, now ball's in your court, you got to prove why.
Yeah, and it's people have been so afraid. You know, again, I know a lot of contractors. People have been so afraid not to give the quote unquote the minority bidder the job for that reason because they're afraid of what's going to happen. And frankly, Horace, they're afraid of how much it's going to cost them to fight it. So it's easier to bring them in and deal with it. So I hope this turns all that around because, as far as I'm concerned, the best person for the job, the best person for the job, should always get the job. At least that's. I don't know. That's kind of what my mind is at.
Absolutely. You know, before there was social distancing, There's this concept that's been happening with regard to race relations. As long as the rule is, if you interact with a minority of whatever protected category, it is going to can result in litigation. All the parties involved on the other side have to act extra careful. And if they find out, oh, a woman's coming in to apply, oh, a black person's coming in to apply, whatever the protected category is, they then bring the general counsel in. They bring the HR office. They do all of these things so that they can minimize the likelihood that if they don't end up hiring you, they're not going to have to pay for it. Well, guess what? If you spend a lot of time figuring out how to minimize your liability, you can successfully, accidentally, not intentionally, accidentally minimize the likelihood of hiring the very person. And is it no surprise, the left tells us it's discrimination, but I will tell you that all of the extra litigation defense causes the elevated unemployment for the protected class. The beauty of what the Supreme Court did, because in America, contracts run the world. Who you're going to rent a house to, who you're going to do a bid for an improvement on their land or a bridge or whatever, those are all done by contract. And if you brought this insidious idea that when a minority comes into the equation, that all parties on the other side need to make sure that they extra prepare themselves and make sure that every single thing they do is bulletproof, they're going to end up, and that has happened, by the way, in California, they're going to end up disproportionately not hiring or giving contracts to the groups that we claim to say that we want to protect.
Horace,
contract is an important right, and it's good the Supreme Court honored it.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your insight on these things. You guys want to check him out? Just frankly, just Google his name, Horace Cooper. It's that simple. You can find him at Project 21 on the National Center for Public Policy. God bless, Horace. Thanks for being on with me tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a press briefing at the White House, President Trump gave an update on the coronavirus pandemic, and he praised Americans for their efforts to stop the spread of the disease.
America continues to gain ground in the war against the virus. I want to thank the American people for answering the call, following our guidelines, and making the sacrifices required to overcome this terrible threat more aggressively. We commit to social distancing. So important. Social distancing, such an important phrase. And we do it right now. The more lives we can save and the sooner we can eventually get people back to work, back to school, and back to normal.
He said that more tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, when you get down to it. Because if you converse, if you get informed, if you can engage with some facts, God forbid we should have facts, right? I mean, seriously. Still waiting for the boys that you pay every month. And I call them boys because, God, they can't get their act together. You know? The Senate and Congress. How are you in the Senate that long? And you don't know that that these people are such... The Nancy Pelosi's of the world, they're going to go for it. They should have been ready for her to try to throw a curveball. They should have been ready for her to sneak some stuff in there, right? So when you're talking about what they're doing, like this coronavirus stimulus, right? Now, they did take some things out of there that she wanted. But I'm waiting to see what ends up being in there. They left $35 million in there for the Kennedy Center. Why? They got money. And not only that, these people, the entertainment people, they got millions in their cookie jars. They don't need us. If they, you know, we should, I think, Joe Messina's own thought here, is these self-righteous pieces of work in Hollywood, think about how much money they got. Why should we, the taxpayer, fund places like the Kennedy Center? Right? Yeah, a couple million dollars. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, $30 million is cookie jar money, right? 30 stars could step up out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that they have. Oprah Winfrey could give that money every year and never miss it. Don't even know it's missing from her bank account. But we're the bad people. Sesame Street. Same thing there. In Sesame Street, they're making money. We funded them. We started them. We greased their business, if you would. Do we get any of that? No. We get begged by them for money every year. But they make money. They're a for-profit business. So I don't get it. We don't need to be funding that kind of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, it frosts me because they pull it at your heartstrings. They frost me because they pull it, well, they try to pull at my heartstrings, but apparently you have to have a heart to have strings to pull at. And they do it in California all the time with school bonds, right? Building, we have to build safer places for the kids. And then they blow a boatload of money, and then they need more money because they have to finish building safe places for the kids. It's just crazy. It always has been. It's always made me nuts. Anyway. So, again, when you look at, I'm not reading the whole thing. Sorry, you can go get it, read it on your own. But the final bill text for the, it's going to use the 2019 tax returns or 2018 tax returns to figure out what your income was for determining how much aid did each individual receive. If you didn't file a tax return, you could jump in at the last minute. You can use a form SSA 1099, Social Security Benefit Statement, or form RRB 1099, Social Security Equivalent Benefit Statement. The bill would provide a one-time direct payment to an American of $1,200 per adult. Those who make up to $75 a year, $2,400 to a married couple making up to $150. And then they'll just give you $500 per child. So maybe we can move them from house to house, drop a middle initial or something like that. It'll work out well for everybody. And, you know, again, I want you to think about what the Democrats were thinking, what they thought they would be able to get away with. As a matter of fact, not even what they thought they were. They really believed they were going to get away with this. They believed that nobody was going to get in their way. They had to. Right, so they got rid of the mandatory early voting, right, ballot harvesting requirements. This is what they wanted. Right, they wanted to push the usage of minority banks. Just all this could carve the airline emissions. I mean, they want them at zero at 2023. What are you going to use? You going to use gliders to get us across the country? I don't know anybody who's working on an electric airplane that can make it that far. You'd have to, you get mad enough about a two or three stop trip. Can you imagine if it went electric and you had a 14 stop trip? Think about it. Don't forget AOC. Pelosi demand that even psychic, I can't pronounce the guy's name. The former chief of staff to AOC. Okay. It's the author of the Green New Deal called, most people called it ridiculous. Right? But she was picking bits and pieces out of that she wanted to sneak into this bill. You know, yours truly has been screaming this for years. Bills need to be clean and have no other entries in there. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if the bill is about getting people back to work, then money for Planned Parenthood doesn't get people back to work. It actually technically takes people out of the workforce now, doesn't it? Looks like the final bill of text will have $25 million would still be allocated for the John F. Kennedy Center for the performing arts because, you know, those artists don't make enough money on us, right? Now, the White House, provision was necessary because Democrats demanded some concessions. We got to look like we fought for something. Nancy needed some more Polident. It's really getting bad. You can't understand her half the time. Now, the Kennedy Center did put out a statement before they went to vote on this, or going to vote on this, saying it was extraordinarily grateful that Congress had recognized the institution's unique status, has included funding in its legislation to ensure that they can reopen their doors. If it cost them $35 million to shut down for a couple of weeks, somebody needs to go in there and redo the budget for them. That's how bad it is. Aside from direct payments to most Americans, the bill would expand unemployment benefits and provide a $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll. Now, some of you are not going to agree with me. I like that idea. If you think that 98-99% of the businesses, quote-unquote, the revenue generated by small businesses, and the government considers small businesses, I think it was, last I checked, it was under $3 million bucks, or under $30 million, somewhere around there. But I'm not talking about that. When I talk about the small businesses, I'm talking about the small pest control company in town, the small, you know, electrical company in town, or the plumbers, right? Maybe it's a family-owned business. You know, when Tammy and I owned our business, we had like, 18 or 19 people at one time working for us. We had 19 families to make sure that they got paid and taken care of. Now, if this had happened while we were doing this, at this particular point in time, you'd have to sit back and say, look, guys, I can't pay you. There is absolutely no money coming in. We can't be out of the street. We can't have our doors open by government edict. So the bottom line with it is going to be, okay, so let's do this. And I don't know, do I run through my savings? Or do I beg and thank the government for giving me the money? And matter of fact, my understanding, and I have, again, I don't know, because the thing is, what, 1,300 pages, something ridiculous like that? Or it was? I don't know if these are loans. My understanding is that these are going to be loans. If you keep the employees on, you will not have to pay them back. They'll act like a grant as long as you keep them on for a certain period of time. Because the way the government looks at that is that you're going to be making money. You're going to be still paying your payroll taxes, right, for all intents and purposes. You're going to be out buying things. And by the way, you want more proof that this is a scam? I've been into several supermarkets, and the shelves are just totally empty. And some of them are rearranging, right? But when you look on those shelves, my joke is these people sold everything they haven't been able to get rid of for years. This was one way to do a mass rotation of inventory. But I will say one thing, and Tammy will probably throw something at me. I still see, when you go to the store, there's still, like, on the pizza shelf, frozen pizzas. All the ones with pineapple chunks are still on the shelf. Yeah, so I don't know what that means, but it obviously means something. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It's always good, don't you think? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Still waiting for these boneheads. I'm sorry. Meant to be much more professional, right? Still waiting for a so-called Congress, our legislators, to act like real legislators, to act like Americans, and actually do something for the American people. Last segment I was kind of ranting about, you know, and I've done this for a long time, where I've said, look, I don't oppose welfare. I oppose moving in on welfare. I don't oppose the government using our tax dollars to help somebody out or a group of somebody's in need. You know, when something happens, it's not a fault of their own. You saw what happened in Tennessee. Our hearts and prayers go out to those who were part of that whole tornado disaster. And if they need help rebuilding, whether it's for the moment or until the insurance company comes through or whatever, great. We're supposed to help each other out. Not allow others or each other to become dependent on the government, but actually help each other out. So it's kind of the same thing here. This is nobody's, well, it's the fault of the Chinese government, but other than that, this is not a fault of any individual here in this country. Right? I mean, it's that simple. But a company has to shut down, like we would have had to with our computer business, or our technology business, I'd rather call it. That's a big difference. Seriously, think about it. It's a really big difference. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you're talking about, and I always, Tammy, we both felt this way. We had 18 families we took care of. We had 18 people that were part of our family who had wives and kids and everything else. That's how we, and you know what? Most small business people feel that way. Most small business people feel like it's a family. And it's not just a business where they're supposed to. You know, I actually resent the fact when I hear some of you people talking sometimes. And you people, you know who I'm talking about. About how much money the boss is making. Look at what they're driving. Look at how well they're doing. Well, would you go 20 weeks without a paycheck? Maybe even a year? If you were in business sticking your payroll checks in the drawer because as the owner you can't cash them, my job is to make sure you get paid first. You didn't come to work with me as an investment. Now, if you want to take an investment in the company, you want to take the beating at the same time, then we'll talk about how much of that company you can have. And that's a part of the conversation that's always forgotten. What did the business owner put up to start that business? House, car, savings account? What did they do? What did they sacrifice? I always hear about these companies built on the backs of employees. Well, look, they are to a degree. They are supported as the company grows. That's what the employees do. But they're not there at the beginning. And you weren't the one that gave up your check for weeks on end. You didn't come up with the idea. You didn't lay it out. You didn't go to the bank. You didn't sell the game plan. You didn't do any of that. You know what you did? You showed up. You rung up people's stuff. You cleaned the floors like you were paid to do. You stocked the shelves, which is what you were hired to do. You got a yearly bonus or a raise. But you didn't do what he did. And you know what? When the company goes sideways, in most cases, he stuck with the bill, and you get to go find a job somewhere else. That's what I keep saying. People, you just don't pay attention. You don't really know what it takes. So, anyhow. So do you qualify for a stimulus check? You look at this. You look at what's coming in and what they're expecting to see. Now, you know, you'll notice that the stock market's been, like, going crazy depending on where the vote is and where it's going. Right? If it looks like they're going to come up with an agreement and they're going to be able to push something through, the market starts to increase. The market starts to do really well. When they flatline, when somebody has a hiccup and says, well, we've got to work out this first, you watch the market flatline. And if Pelosi came out and said, there's no way on this sweet God's earth that we're going to come up with an agreement any day now, the thing would tank. Because they're waiting to see what our government's going to do to help out. And everybody who's making fun of Trump, you know, on the left especially, they're making fun of Trump because of he was talking about this in such an economic way. Well, it is about the economy. It is about the money. Seriously. If you can't keep people working, you can't keep businesses open, you can't keep food moving across the aisles, or off the shelves, or on the shelves, everything tanks. Everybody tanks. If people don't work, they can't pay rent, they can't pay their mortgage, they can't put food on the table, it affects everything. So for him, looking at the economy, looking at keeping the money moving was a great move. Now, as they talked about this, stocks posted their first back-to-back gains in weeks. Right? Most of the morning, I mean, the morning just cranked. They were up, what was it, almost 3,000 points or something. And then when the Senate said that they're kind of stuck, they hit a hitch, they have to redo some of the information, it flatlined again. Amid the debate, President and hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders said he might try to torpedo the Senate stimulus package. He said that Republican senators dropped their objections about what they called a massive drafting error. Now, in my view, I don't think they should. I think they should stay on it because of the way it's written. You could actually make more money during this crisis on unemployment than you can if you had the job. See, if you fund the business to small business owners and you say, this is a loan, it'll be paid in full once we get out of this, and you can prove that you kept these people on. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if you allow these businesses to close up for all intents and purposes and go on unemployment, take advantage of it that's backed by the federal government, then you get a problem. The problem is when you do the numbers, most people will make 30% more on the unemployment due to this stimulus package than they would if they actually were either on regular unemployment or working. So why would you go back to work? What if you? Well, let's just for conversation's sake, right? If you make $600 on unemployment, and you can get another $300, right? $600 to $300. Then why the heck would you get off of that program to make only $600? That's at the lowest end on a weekly basis. This is crazy. You can't make it easier for somebody to stay on unemployment. You can't make it easier for people to live off the government. I mean, a lot of people live by fear. A lot of people already live in week to week hoping that their business stays in, their company they work for stays in business, right? Unless Republican senators drop their objections, Bernie said, I'm prepared to put a hold on this bill until stronger conditions are imposed on the $500 billion corporate welfare fund to make sure. Now, see, here's the thing. The company that runs the real side, it's a corporation. Has to be. You know, because of Sue crazy people, it has to be. A lot of my friends who have small businesses, you know what they have? Corporations. I mean, come on, think about this. And the reason they have those corporations, the reason they do those things, is to protect their home and their car. And should somebody, you know, I mean, you got a small company, somebody does something really stupid, they come after, if you own the business, you're just a sole proprietorship, they come after you and everything you own. If it's a corporation, that's it. You go after the corporation, they stay within the four walls of that corporation, end of discussion. Really that simple. So Bernie, who's never really run a business in his life, and the only one he actually was part of, he almost drove into the ground. Thank God he was able to get a government job where you almost can't get fired. Bernie is opposed to helping those businesses out. I think he's wrong. I'm not an economist. Right? I bring him in, but I'm not one. So you have to look at, do I want to, yes, I do. I want to make sure that the woman down the street that owns a beauty parlor with six people in there, that all those people get to keep working. Look at me, I need a haircut, see? I want them open. It's a small neighborhood, family-owned business. You keep them open, they're paying their people. You know what they're doing? They're going shopping at the local store. Right? Right? They're going to the local fast food joint. So you're keeping the money in the neighborhood. This is not a bailout of... Now, they're talking about bailing out the airlines, bailing out a few of the other groups that were hit by this business. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as it's a loan and not a total bailout. Joe Messina, host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back next hour. Well, it's a surprise. Come on back and find out what it's going to be about. I'm your host, Joe Messina, listening to Real Side.